So welcome to the Yorkville Public Library board meeting, and it's July 8th, 7 p.m. Let's go ahead and have a roll call.
Yes. Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so recognition of visitors. So we have Cheryl from Wolanski from Library, Tim Evans from Yorkville Parks and Rec, Tiffany Forrestal, Judy Summerlot from Friends of the Library, and Dan
Transier.
Okay, from city liaison.
Yes.
Okay, great. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, are there any amendments to the agenda? I don't see that there needs to be, so.
Daniel's against it.
What's that?
He said,
oh, I'm sorry.
He said, I guess I've been here enough to have a lot right now. I totally forgot to.
Daniel should come. Sorry.
It's all right.
Okay, so everybody can take a look at the minutes.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Crawford?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Okay, and then correspondence. So we have a couple of things. So I guess from the law office of Roger Ritzman. The rates are going up. So not down, unfortunately. So rates will go from 210 effective July 1st this year. Rates go from 210 per hour to $225 per hour. So the 210 rate was in effect for 3 years. So now it's going up just a tad bit. Then we have letter from Daniel thanking us. Says, thank you so much for your contribution to my project. It would not have been possible without your help and suggestions. Thank you. We enjoy that out there. I don't know if anybody else has seen it, but it looks great.
It looks good. Mm-hmm. Great job.
Okay. Any public comment? Okay. Any staff comment? We have the report of the treasurer.
So, just some things for the big notable thing is the chiller that was $7,119. Mm-hmm. Which we talked about with the report this month. But it's not on this yet, but I signed the check today. Mm-hmm. So, other than that, everything looks fairly good. We purchased summer reading program stuff. So
the repair was the soft start, is that right? The soft start chassis and the starter itself.
Okay. Susan, it is on this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. On page 8.
I see. Replace soft start. What was the $1,000 thermal systems library AC repair? That was one of their other visits?
That's the one that was they had to do an adjustment. Something was broken. And then that's when they discovered that the soft start needed to be replaced. The deposit for the digital sign is not on this month. So Sorry, I meant it's not in the June budget report. That's all.
So it looks like we're in the second month of the fiscal year, and
so
property taxes have come in.
Right, yeah.
First half.
Yeah, the first half.
I think we're doing well on all the things that we can control. How's that?
That's a good way to put it. Yeah. The HVAC, the chiller, all that stuff is hard to predict. All right, I'll make a motion that we pay our bills and for accounts payable for $24,870.25 and for payroll of $30,635.73 for total disbursement of $63,505.98.
Dennis?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes. And we have the report of the library director, please.
I wanted to highlight a couple of things off of my report. The elevator fire panel was replaced on June 11th. The chiller was repaired on June 14th. Trico had to come out to reset the system on June 17th and 18th. That was a power outage on a Saturday afternoon. And the boiler reset problem. That was all because of the power outage. We had a walkthrough with RJ O'Neill Mechanical Contractors, and I thank Russ for attending. He provided a history of the building. The company was going to present tonight their proposal, but the consultants went had a baby on Monday, so that's why we're moving it till next month. The gutters were cleaned on June 26th, but I'm not satisfied with the job, so I'm asking them to come back. The area, the children's new play area with the Boy Scout project has been completed, but because of the gutters not being cleaned properly, the mulch got washed onto the pavement, so that all needs to be pushed back, and we're not going to do that until the gutters are clean. But I hope that after this meeting that you'll take a look and see what a great job Daniel did. The deposit for the digital sign was hand-delivered to Aurora Sign Company on June 19th so that they could start work on our sign. They're working with the City of Yorkville to get the approval. The magnetic gate to the courtyard out here was broken, so we had them come out and repair it. And a week later, it broke again. Turned out that the part is 13 years old and we needed a new magnetic lock, which they don't make anymore. So they had to find the comparable part. The part was $900 and the labor was over $300. So I'm trying to get the first service call credited back to the repair. The water heater safety valve upstairs needs to be replaced, and Trico will do that at a cost of $423. I have for you the new brochure card that we have. We put this at City Hall and around the library. However, today, with five people proofing it, I caught an error. Mm-hmm. So we will use these when we go to festivals to hand out, but I'm going to have it reprinted. The error is that the facility in 2017 should be 2007. So we will make that correction. Mm-hmm. But I think for our purposes, I think it turned out rather nice.
It did.
Colorful.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, the Eagle Scout project's been completed. It includes the two musical instruments in the concord. We've also purchased mallets for the musical instrument. And then I found on Facebook there was a caterpillar planter, and so I gave that to Jeanette, and then a church wanted to do a project for us. The Community Christian Church came out and built the caterpillar planter. You'll see that when you go outside.
Nice.
With funds from the Friends. We received a grant that I wrote with the financial literacy. It's a financial literacy grant for $500 from the National Endowment for Financial Education. What we're going to do is have one of our children's book club pick one of the books from a recommended reading list. Each child will get a copy of the book with a nameplate stating it's courtesy of the grant. And then two adult programs in the fall. We will be partnering with the Senior Center to bring them over here for breakfast and then a program on either Social Security or something along those lines. And then we're going to promote it to the assisted living centers around so they can bus in their people for that program. It's interesting that they granted us the $500, but she said that it's only for gift cards and food. It's not for books. And I said, well, it's a financial literacy program. And they said that they made an exception with us, and they want to see if they should include books as part of the grant in the future. I said, we're in the business of promoting literacy and books. I said, I think you should include books. So yep. They said that they made the exception with us, and they're promoting it to libraries to do these grants. Mm-hmm. So I think they've got to rethink that. And then the Illinois Public Library annual report for 2019 has been submitted. And the Friends provided the funds for the purchase of the fountain for the courtyard. And I want to thank Shelley and Dixie for their hard work in locating the fountain and doing the installation. It's a wonderful addition. You should see that tonight along with the Boy Scout project. It's just so peaceful to hear the water sitting there. And now the gate is fixed, so I was panicked that somebody was going to get in there and knock over the fountain. So we got it fixed pretty quickly. And that's my report.
Do we have any comment from the city?
No, sir.
No? Okay. Standing committees, I don't believe we had any that met this past month. So on to unfinished business. Election of officers. So I guess we just...
Unless there's anybody else that wants to nominate themselves for any of the positions.
So I guess, do we just...
We have a motion to... I'll make a motion that we approve the slate of officers as listed. Darren as president, Theron as vice president, Wameka as secretary, and Susan as treasurer.
Second.
And then we just need a roll call.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
And Danis?
Yes.
You're all legal again.
Yeah. 1 year. Okay. Digital sign in cooperation with Park District. Hi, John.
Hello. Not that it's a big deal, but we're really not a Park District.
Park Board.
I'm sorry.
The city. I mean, it's not everyone does it. People write checks, they say Park District. Right? I want to make sure people understand that we're an arm of the city.
Just like us.
Yes. You guys are a little bit more independent than we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Daddy, want
to
list it?
Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec, I think it's fine. I just hate to confuse people just in general.
Okay.
But I know you can probably explain more.
Yes. Tim and I met last week, I believe, and to talk about the digital sign and how we can work cooperatively. We have no problem with posting their information on our sign, and in turn they will post our information on the sign on 47. That's a simple thing to do. It would be mainly the major events that you have, the major events that we have. He doesn't feel at this point they have any funds that they can give us because it's the start of the fiscal year for them.
Yeah, we'll probably know more later on the end of February, March. Just like, I mean, we just started. we didn't budget this for at all, so I just don't have any money to like saggy give, and then I turn around in March, I need that money. I have a better idea once the year goes on and how programs and special events and things of that nature go throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's something we could potentially revisit later in the fiscal year.
And so we don't have a problem with that. So we were talking about, I don't know how it came up, we started talking about mini golf, I guess. And Tim said that his department would be willing to help us with the mini golf event. I know it's the second thing after this, the further discussion with Judy and the board as to how we're going to approach this. So I've got some other handouts for the second part of the discussion. But do you want to talk about what your department can help with?
I mean, she just mentioned that Friends of the Library would no longer be doing it, and that she was looking at potentially hiring somebody, and I just said, I have a lot of staff, and I thought it might be a little bit of an easier transition. The staff of mine that's used to doing events, we already helped do one of the holes that behind the scenes, we could start working on it immediately to help out the library with this. I just thought it would be a good opportunity for us to collaborate together on an event for you guys. And then we could work behind the scenes, assisting you guys with that event. And it would be something, us being both kind of arms of the city, that we wouldn't be looking to charge the library anything. It would just be for us to do, kind of to build a relationship. So that's a direction our department's been going a lot. I was just talking here with her that we did the Friends, not the Friends of Yorkville Education Foundation on a golf outing with the school district just a couple of weeks ago. So I was just offering our services to you guys, if you could help out with that.
Okay.
That sounds good.
So, I don't know all the details. I was going to be able to meet at some point, or Lisa, and try to get on it. Because you guys kind of do in January. I know we got a little bit of time here, but the sooner we can get together, I can appoint some of my staff to really start working on it, the better it would be.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a further discussion about this coming next.
Right.
But I know you have to leave.
I have a little time.
Okay.
I don't want to come back to another meeting.
Right.
We accept your offer to help us in whatever capacity you can. Mm-hmm. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I mean, we had started talking at the last board meeting about possibly having an independent person be the coordinator, taking over Judy's role to serve as the coordinator. To do the what's in the notebook, and then having our staff and Tim's staff do, you know, fill in there, as well as having the Friends on the actual day of the event being there. What I want to protect is my staff. I don't have the staff to take over the whole mini golf. We're just so stretched, my department heads, that we just can't take it on. I think the easiest thing is to have an outside coordinator, an independent contractor. We give them, I wouldn't expect anybody to do it for free, although someone has volunteered to do it for free. But for 3 months of personal time for a project, I don't think is a fair thing. So, and this is up for your discussion, is an independent contractor, give them a set stipend, and let them take over the notebook, work with Judy, you know, if there's any questions outside the notebook, work with the park district, work with our staff, work with the Friends for the day of the event, and handle it that way. That's just my suggestion. I have here two things for the next part of the discussion. One is Judy's email this afternoon that she sent to the board, and then here's Tiffany Forstall's background information. Tiffany's here. She is proposing to be the independent contractor. So I'll just hand everything out and then take it from there.
Would you like a hand?
One of the questions that came up this morning at our Friends meeting was we not really set down a small group or whatever and hash out what it means to have somebody else take over. what would the responsibilities be, as well as who pays the stipend? Does that come from the library, and then therefore the money, the profits go to the library, or do the Friends pay the stipend and the profits go to the Friends, which always, 100% always goes back to the library? We kind of, the Friends, and I don't know that this is necessarily accurate, but I think the Friends have a different view of how the money is spent than the library might, because we have a different focus. The Friends, we spend almost all of the money on programs, books, services, where the library might think of a project like lights or something. So I think there are advantages and disadvantages to both. Now, because we're not able to do it again, we know that we're giving up ownership. And so if we give up ownership, then if the library wants to pay the stipend, then you get to make some of these decisions. But we've not sat down and worked out who does what. And in the past, the library staff, they haven't done much. I mean, we've not asked them to. Shelley has done the scorecard on her own. Cheryl, at representing the Art League, the Art Guild, has decorated a bowl. But really, we have done all of it ourselves. But we've not sat down and hashed out, if someone is hired, what that person's responsibilities would be and what they would expect of the Friends. Who's going to set this thing up? You know, the ramps, the greens and everything, all that stuff that's upstairs. Who's going to take care of all of those things if none of you have ever done that before? So there's lots of things I think need to be worked out. Parks and Recs have decorated how many years in a row? All six?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. And because we have, some of the sponsors decorate their holes, some do not. And if they do not, then we get a nonprofit to decorate. We don't let somebody who hasn't paid, you know, promote their business by decorating. But Parks and Recs, and every year they come up with something different. So they do a great job for that. So I think we need to sit down and figure out what it is you want. Do you want to take responsibility?
In my opinion, it's always been known as a Friends of the Library event.
Yes. Right.
So that no matter who manages it, it would be a Friends of the Library event and the money would go to the Friends.
That's how I see it.
But if the library board is paying the stipend, then wouldn't you expect to have the profits?
Not necessarily.
Does the library board have to pay the stipend?
No, that's an option. Yeah. I mean, if we have the Friends have the money to pay a stipend. Mm-hmm.
It's just my understanding from the last month's meeting was that you guys didn't want to do all this legwork. You
None
wanted
of
someone
it.
Else to take care of the legwork, but you still wanted to be a part of being
right.
sponsoring the event.
Yeah.
So we're just looking for someone to take over you, to become who you were.
No one wants to do all that stuff. That's something that you all need to decide. I mean, the Friends would be willing to pay the stipend and to assist as we have agreed, whatever we agree, because I know they don't want to do some of the things they've done for the last 6 years. So, but I think it might take a small group of people to figure out, okay, what exactly is the job description of this independent contractor? Whether it's Tiffany or someone else or shared with Tim, we just haven't spent any time on what are the responsibilities then. So,
from what I read, Tiffany is well qualified to do the job.
Yeah,
she's done it before.
Chamber of Commerce, and she just did the board of the Real Good Education Foundation.
Yeah, I worked with Tim's group, and they're great. I hope it's okay, I'm talking.
No, it's fine.
And they're really great. I took on my main focus at Yorkville Education Foundation is sponsorship, because my background is sales.
Okay.
I like hearing no, because it just gets me to educate people and tell them why are they saying no. So I like sponsorship. I like asking for money. I don't think
we like that.
Yeah. I don't when I ask for money, I'm not asking for money. I'm asking for a partnership, a relationship. That's the key thing. Mm-hmm. We are part of Friends of the Library, so simultaneously, Ryan and I reached out. He reached out to y'all, and I reached out to them. I have a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, so I'm passionate about giving back to the community. Yes. I want to start early so they can see mom and dad go, you know, be proud of us. So as I've told Ryan and Trudy, the money is great. Yeah, it's going to help out my family, but I'm also about building a relationship. So I'm good doing it free and the library getting it. I have no problem working with Judy. I just met her. She seems really cool. I have no problem working with Tim's group. If, you know, whatever you guys decide.
She didn't say anything nice about
you. She's really nice.
No, I think it's good. I think I hear what Judy's saying, that finding out exactly what the details are as far as what the role will be for her, or if she takes on that role. And then who's going to pay the stipend if the stipend?
Can I think just throw out something even bigger?
Okay.
What if I hire her?
Oh.
I eat the cost. We make it happen for you guys. The money would just, Rob can just, however he does it. I don't know if it goes to the Friends of the Library, if there's a city account, or it just goes into the library.
But it would
account.
Be as an independent contractor.
I would just hire her as a part-time employee through the Parks and Rec Department.
To
do that, she has sponsorship. We're actually looking for somebody that can.
He's like, she can get money. There will be some work.
That would be your focus.
That would be her focus
for the 3 months.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He's just saying hire her in the Parks and Rec.
This would be one of her
responsibilities of doing an event, the mini golf working.
But that would be a priority for those 3 months, right? For us, or would you have her doing other things for you too?
Well, I mean, how much were you going to pay her?
Well, that was something we hadn't even discussed
that. I mean, there'd be a certain number of hours that she would potentially work on the mini golf, and when she does that, she can do other things.
Right.
So if you were thinking, I don't know how many hours you were thinking. I'm just throwing it out.
We weren't looking at hours. We were just going to do a flat stipend for the 3 months of work, no matter what.
I know, for example, because we do keep track of our volunteer hours, that the volunteer hours, not including me, there were 175 volunteer hours that went into this, and most of that took place with the setup, the day of the event, and the takedown. And just with my hours, and she's still tallying because Bobby was off for a few months, it was around 120. So.
So that's 200.
But that's 120 over the 3.
I'm sorry, what?
The 120 for you is over the 3 months getting everything ready for the event.
And, well...
And the day.
The day.
Well, actually, a lot of January. I mean, you have to, it's almost 4 months because that's when all the... We get the printing done and things, signs and everything go up. But the volunteer hours, I don't think you should count that.
Right, because that would be volunteers again.
Right, and there are volunteers. I mean, there are people who will volunteer. And we do have an arrangement with the football players and the baseball players at the high school. And they come and volunteer because they set up and take down. Because they have to go up and down the stairs because everything is in the loft. The greens and the ramps are in the loft. So... We have, you know, that's another, discussion. We have a lot of agreements with people for services and supplies and putters.
Personally, I like this because this is basically going across the board where, you know, parks and rec and library, I mean, this is...
Awesome. What do you guys want to do? I want to step on.
No, this is open discussion. This is our first discussion.
This isn't the first time where we've come in, like, 4th of July. That was run by volunteers, mm-hmm. and really,
right.
and we kind of took a lead on it, and but still kept all the volunteers in place. You know, they still have the ladies that started the parade 65 years ago are still out there doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, you still have all the other departments, the churches that are still participating in it. So, I mean, we've had a lot of experience in making these types of things happen. Mm-hmm. We've done events. We just got done with 4th of July, we got Riverfest this weekend, so it's not like we don't have the staff to be able to handle something like that. So, but I just want to throw out opportunities, whatever you guys decide, whatever.
I suggest that we get a board member or two. And Tim and whoever the independent contractor is going to be. And that people, we sit down as a small group and make some decisions about what a stipend might be, what the responsibilities would be, who gets what, who pays what.
So I guess my only thought on this is, I mean, this is always, as it was stated, been a Friends of the Library project, and I know you came to us because the Friends were not able to maintain it. Now that seems like it might have changed and there's a path forward, not necessarily for you to maintain it the way you previously did, but for the Friends to continue to raise the funds through the mini golf that they have. I guess I would probably, as a board member, be looking for more direction from the Friends of whether or not this is something you want to continue as a Friends of the Library project versus if you're going to drop it, then we have the decision of a board. Is it something that we continue? I don't know that there's a clear decision right now as far as what the Friends do and don't want to continue with as far as this fundraiser. So before even the board weighs in on it, I think I would like a better understanding of with the possibilities of involving Tim's group and somebody to maintain this process. Is this something you would like to pick back up as a Friend?
The Friends would like to see the mini golf continue. I think it's like with any organization, things come and they go. And it's was such an intense thing to get started. You know, the men building those ramps and the greens in our garage. But it was so intense that these last 6 years, it's been very stressful because of when it occurs, right around the holidays. And we're all volunteers. They want it to continue. They don't want to take a break because they're afraid that in 2 years it won't get going again. If we say, well, let's just skip it this year while we all get our energy back, they're afraid it won't get going again. So the Friends do want to see it continue, not only because we think it's a good community thing, but because we've made so much money for the library. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want. So how it continues, we're flexible on that. Okay. And that's why we said one of the things would be that we would pay the stipend. Mm-hmm. We have the money to do that. So I think it's...
I guess what I'm hearing is, before we can make a decision, if I was here and I heard Tim wants to help me, and you guys are perfectly okay with me paying $500 or however much money to somebody else to lead it, but this would still be ours, now I need to talk to the Friends again. Should we just keep this and hire the help and use the Park District and work in conjunction with them and keep it? Because if you're going to keep it, then we don't have a decision to make. You hire somebody to be your independent, and that's the Park District.
And that's, we felt that was fine with us.
Okay.
I mean, that's fine with the Friends.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but because we had come to you and said, hey, we got to do something here, then we felt that you should have some say in what happens next.
I'm okay with a never mind.
I'm perfectly okay with it. Just staying a Friend in the Library and Park District and whoever.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm over here going, ooh, January, my brain is all the way fried. I'm always just trying to remember it's on the calendar to make my family go. So. Yeah.
That's if you want to hire her after we're done. So you're continuing, and you're going to...
If we can get a group together with the library, you know, just because we've always worked with the library because we use your facility. This is...
Okay.
This is your... This is
why you have all of your board members.
Yes.
Yes.
We want a small. We want to form a group or a committee that runs this event.
Yes, a small group to make decisions about what we do and how it's run and who takes part and what their roles are. As knowing that it will still be the Friends if that's what you want.
So it would be an advisory committee.
Mm-hmm. Advisory committee. A committee that decides the structure, the responsibilities, something along that lines, yes. And it doesn't have to involve the library board unless you want it to. you could just involve the library representative, Lisa, or, you know. Mm-hmm. Or Cheryl, who's trying to...
I feel like it should be somebody who works only because of the scheduling and the space use and stuff like that. I mean, I could come, but I would be like, well, I don't know when they use it. I'd be useless for telling you the actual usage of the space, you know, versus somebody who actually works for the library.
And Lisa has been a part of this, but primarily on the day of the event.
Right.
So,
but then we have Shelley and Dixie are part of the Friends, and they relay back to me what's going on with the Friends. So,
what's
wrong with that? If they're already part of the Friends, they'd be there for
I just feel the need to have somebody from the library agree with whatever.
If it were in the evening or on the weekend, I could do it.
Whatever it is, we think.
I don't have a problem attending, but I can't make any decisions. The board has to make the decision.
This is a Friends of the Library event. We're not making any decisions.
We just want the library's approval since you are the... Mm-hmm.
She wants your input. She wants to know that the library knows what's going on.
I have no problem. Okay. And I hope that if the independent contractor would someone be working closely with me and with my staff here to the end
and with
our district.
Well, and that would be the list of responsibilities. Right. What are the expectations? What does the contractor do? What does the library do? You know, so that's all. And what is Tim's role? So we are real clear we don't overstep, we don't step on anyone else, and we know that everything's covered.
To just have a meeting?
Do you want me to get a meeting together?
Okay. And do a structure of it. I mean, if you need one person just to know what's going on, if I'm available, I can come in and just hear. I'll just hear what's going on, and that's it. Okay.
I feel like if you would like to have the board's approval or feedback once you have a plan put together, that's up to you.
If you feel that you want that role, then we can certainly do that.
We've run it great all these years, so I don't feel like I have any concerns. That it would go otherwise.
You want to just come and play golf?
I do.
Yes. Just tell us to come or volunteer on that day.
On that day, as Susan often does. Yeah. So
then that would be you. And
okay. And then our independent contractor. Okay. So that decision is to be made by?
You guys.
Friends. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
And you have
a perfect candidate sitting right next to you.
I know. I'm looking at this thing going, yes.
Well, I lived in Naperville forever. So just a little bit about me. I lived in Bolivar until I was 10, and then my family moved to Naperville, and we were just raised to get back to the community. So that's what I did. I did RIPFest, Project Help, anything and everything. Yeah. Alumni.
And they happened to come in the night that I was on the RIPFest desk.
Oh. Yeah, we were only here maybe like a few weeks, and we wanted to check out the library because I'm big on libraries because I've grown up in Naperville.
Right.
Just go to the library. And so you met her, and then I go, oh, I'm going to do something with the school district. And Ryan's like, okay.
Well, I'm going to be emailing you.
Okay. Well, I will get a meeting together, and we will follow up.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
That was done.
So go over who's on the meeting, who's at the meeting.
Well, right now I have Tim and you and me and Tiffany. That's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of made a decision. We've been emailing.
Yeah, that's why it was
sounds
kind of
good.
Like,
sounds you're really good. In charge. We're just in charge. You're
I'm
really
not
in charge of this. So
yes,
I'm just going to go and do this.
She is a guardian mentor.
She's passing the torch. So
yes,
she's done.
Yes, right.
Next time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next time. Well, and if you had said that the library wanted to take it on and do it all, that's okay too.
Couldn't you
we
see
just,
in our...
We just wanted them.
We didn't have this
in our faces. It was not exactly where we were going.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Great.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Tim. Thank you.
Thank you,
Tim. I appreciate it.
I'll be in touch real soon.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Yes. 7:00.
All right. Next topic is update on the mural.
So we met with Moshe today and kind of discussed some of the concerns that were brought up at the last meeting, and he can put over his vision for the mural, and I'd like to pass around that sketch just for all of people. This is what we looked at for the Google again. And he expressed that he chose those authors because of their immediate accessibility. When you see those particular authors, you know who they are immediately without having to be told or without having to read anywhere. So we kind of discussed how we can incorporate some other authors. And we do have an opportunity with the five pillars that are throughout the foyer and then the team area. And his thought was we could come up with a list, and Darren and Aaron are going to compile a list of some possibilities, and then we could, you guys can talk about that what you would like, and we can incorporate them onto those pillars along with their name and then some of their works with the different titles on them. So that was kind of really left with, I think.
So on the pillars, he said that he would incorporate a scene from their most famous books. Mm-hmm. So whatever, he gave the example of Moby Dick, and he would have the whale come up, you know, the pillar, because that's what's known in that book. You know. So based on those five pillars and the authors that we come up with, mm-hmm. he would incorporate the name of the author and some scenes from their most famous books.
From the list of authors.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at all these top
authors from several different lists.
Several different lists and compile one list to bring back to you guys. Yep. And then we also talked about having a suggestion of having the community vote on one of the pillars, having them involved, and having a say on one of those pillars.
Sorry.
And then we come up with the list. They can vote on, you know, what offer they choose for one pillar, and whichever had the most, we would have a pillar that's recognizable for the community. Decision.
Okay. Do you want this guy?
We're looking at the time frame of January because he's going to be doing the mural for the new Starbucks that's in the old Crate and Barrel on Michigan Avenue. So he's tied up there till, is it in October?
Right.
October. So we're looking at a January mailing, possibly.
With the mini golf.
With the mini golf. Right before the
wow.
Like it's unveiling with the mini golf or something?
Oh, okay. Nice.
With mini golf, we don't get any bad swings where we have in the mural area, do we?
No.
Okay,
there's
good.
Probably by the pillars. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how he intends to the pillars. I think he's going to paint directly on the pillars, but the big mural itself will be on a jean-like fabric so that it can't be nicked and drywall can't, you know, be exposed. So he said it's pretty tough.
Okay.
So we'll
come up with a list and present it to the board at the next meeting.
Yeah. I feel like we don't have anybody young.
We did bring that up.
Yeah, that was one of the concerns.
Not that the person is young, but that they write for young people.
We brought that up.
Because, like,
Veronica Roth.
She's for our teens. I mean, like, a famous children's author. Like
Susan.
That case.
We did, or something.
You know what I mean? But it's like, she writes for teens, and the other two write adult books. I mean, teens and adult books, but nobody who's well-known. If you were going to put it near children's, it would be nice to be a true children's author, not a teen, and not, like...
We talked about that.
Right? J.K. Rowling only raised teen and up.
Well, we did talk about some of the pillars having some of it.
Seuss is controversial right now, so I would not do Seuss.
We said Seuss, and we said we couldn't do Dr. Seuss because it's controversial.
It's very controversial.
But then, you know, if you guys have some ideas of some of the authors mm-hmm. For children or for teens.
Children, Eric Carle.
Right. Yes, because the caterpillar, like something like people would, you'd put that caterpillar or something like that, and right away you'd be thinking, Very Hungry Caterpillar. Something
yes.
like that's really
popular.
Because I'm going to say that people who only have small children and might not know who those three people are. You might
right.
say, hold those names. I'm like, I know them. But there's
oh,
a lot
you mean
of
for
kids.
The mural?
Yeah, but there's going to be a lot of people who go, who are those people? Because they don't read Shakespeare or Twain. And they don't read fantasy. So they don't even know who J.K. Rowling is either. Like, you might think that they would, but that's not necessarily true. If you're in the world of small children... And you didn't necessarily read classics when you were younger. those people don't mean anything to you either. You know what I mean? Like, but I might know who a little kid's author is because that's my world. Like, I'm all about introducing my children to literature. So we got to remember the age ranges as well as diversity because of culture and stuff like that.
Okay, so that's for the big mural, including...
I think it's hard. It's going to be a hard sell that our main mural has all white people, two old males, and a female. Like,
think of it this way. It's old world, new world, modern world. When you look at that, that's what you've got on that mural. So you've started with the old classic. You've moved on into American literature, and now you're in the modern literature. And that's what
Twain's quite controversial as well.
He's a part of American history. He's only controversial because of the current political way things are going.
Been political. Well, his work's been political in schools before the current wave because of what he wrote about. Like, the only person who's not controversial on there is Shakespeare, and because, I mean, that lady's going to be making money forever and ever and ever. But him in the middle, like, I just feel like... it's going to mean something that's what you spent your money on. Like, that with all the choices, you stayed with two white males and a white female. Like, it's going to mean something to the community.
But there's also pillars all the way around there that we are
The pillars will be seen as side projects to the mural. I'm just trying to give you the feedback you're going to hear from people in your community. I'm not trying, you know, like, I'm just trying to have us be honest about what we might hear so that we're not like, no one said anything. Whoa.
So, Cheryl, what do you...
I'm just saying we should be... because then I hate for us to feel like we got caught off guard, like that we didn't catch that our community will feel like... I know, like, when I moved to Yorkville, I walked into the library because I'm a librarian, and I looked around to see if anybody looked like me in the library. I walked on the playing field where I worked first, and I walked around to see if anybody looked like me. You know what I mean? So you're looking for it everywhere. You're looking for it in the staff. You're looking for it in the books. You're looking for it on the walls. Like, everything matters when you're trying to feel like you belong. Like they say, representation matters. You know, it's really important. It's not a current political thing. It's making everyone in our community feel like they matter. And if we choose three white people to put on our wall, not Hispanic, not Asian, not Indian, three white, it's going to mean something to our community, good or bad. You see what I'm saying? Like,
So when you think of diverse authors that are immediately recognizable, who would come to mind?
I would look for people who won, like, lifetime achievements.
We discussed Toni Morrison and
Maya Angelou or Walter Dean Myers, if you were going to choose a teen person. You know what I mean? Like, I personally feel like Shakespeare should 100% be up there. So much of our literature is based off Shakespearean literature. You know what I mean? Like, but for me, next to him, I'd be putting J.R. Tolkien. Like, because I'm a fantasy person. Like, kind of, you know, or C.S. Lewis. Because I'm old school. But it's the recognizable. So Shakespeare is recognizable a million miles away. I don't know that I would put her. I like her. I would probably put her on a pillar rather than put her on the mural. Like, but then you're going to have if you put all males and not a female, you're going to have that too. You know what I mean? Like, equal pay and, you know, U.S. soccer. And, like, I think that's important too. So I'm not saying it's easy. I get that this is hard. I just want us to be informed when we make the decision.
Yeah, and I get that. And I don't want anybody walking that feeling presented, definitely. But, like I said, his focus was that recognizability.
Yeah.
And there just aren't that many authors that fit that bill. As we were talking about, I love so many authors, and I wouldn't recognize almost any of them if they were in this room right now. You know, so that's kind of the factor that we had discussed.
What does that accomplish for us, though, that they're recognizable? Does that start a conversation, or does that just sort of, like, say, oh, yeah, there's Mark Twain, you know what I mean? Like, what is that, how much does that matter compared to inclusivity and diversity and representation, like what Mark was talking about?
From the artist's point of view, it's just that you don't have to ask who are these people up here and why are they there. You see that they're recognizable artists and they're working with whatever it was that they worked with in their time. So, but I get you. I know.
I think people will still ask who those people are, though.
I agree.
Our current population of people are not readers, and they're definitely not readers who pay attention to what the authors look like. If they're reading Twain, it's because their teacher made them. They don't right? Twain is not something our current population of children read. A lot of our teachers have gone away from the classics because of this whole, you should be including more diverse literature. So when we used to all read Huckleberry Finn and stuff like that, they're not reading it as much now. There's a lot of controversy around it. So a lot of teachers have read different things. They've read Hunger Games before they've read Huckleberry Finn. They've read diverse. I mean, sometimes I look at the list, I'm like, where are the classics? Our kids won't know any of the references. I say that. But I know that that's not where our English classes are not all reading the classics. More than 50% of our population won't recognize two of those people, probably, because they're not fantasy readers, so they won't recognize her. I think Shakespeare will be recognizable because his that like Shakespearean thing is everywhere. You know, like the theater is not just in books. Shakespeare is on film. It's Harry Potter's more recognizable, I think, than Twain. I think if we can only go with three people.
So if we take it off the table that we care so that we can tell who they are, then that opens up a whole other conversation that you guys, you know.
So, but then you have to put their names underneath because people are going to be like, who's that?
That's right.
I do think you're going to need to put the names up.
I have to. I have to put my two cents in. Well, I am. Sorry. Instead of putting their names underneath, why not just put one of their books that they're most famous for? Like, they're
that's
actually reading
on
book.
The pillars.
Right.
They were, but on the mural.
Right. The mural has behind each of them are carved scenes from their most famous work, and it doesn't have it spelled out. Yeah. And then the other option that we have, we can redirect and we can ask for a new design.
Oh.
Ask for what?
A new design. I mean, because then the project won't start until after October. He's starting his project now with Starbucks.
But he still needs, I mean, it takes, who knows how long his process is to sketch it and, and think about it.
I think it's more important to get it right than to do it fast.
Okay, that's a good point.
When did you actually start this? What start talking about?
2 or 3 months ago.
September of last year is when we started with the photos and everything. I can't remember when it was, when the project was originally presented.
The board, so what are your thoughts? I heard from
you. I don't think we're ready.
Okay.
I don't think we're ready for
him to paint that as it is.
I don't think we agree, and
right.
And honestly, like, I read a lot, and I, you know, I recognize one person.
See, that's what I'm like. Yeah. You're, if without a book or a name, so there are people will still ask the like circulation desk. They're going to ask constantly, who's that? Who's that? So they need to be ready. I think without a book title or a name, no matter who we put up there, people are going to ask.
What, do you put the name or the name of the book underneath?
That wasn't his plan.
The issue was that people would look and know.
And know who they are.
And not
have. And then there was a scene from some of their books above them.
Yeah.
There was a scene above them, there was a scene. From
the scenes on the sketch.
Yeah, the scenes on the sketch.
The scenes are at the top over the arch for each
arch. Obviously, this is a very small representation of what the wall would actually be, so I think that would be recognizable
in
the different scenes.
Got it, okay.
You see it at the top?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I work with middle schoolers.
I
they're
agree.
Gonna
you
ask.
Need the name. Because the picture.
What they wouldn't recognize.
They won't recognize.
You have to assume we're stupid, really.
And don't worry about just classics, you're right, because how many middle schoolers will come into the library and say, oh, do you have another book by Harper Lee? No one. But they would come and say, do you have another book by S.E. Hinton? After they read The Outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's...
Anybody else needs to see it?
Oh, S.E. Hinton, Outsiders, that's a classic.
It's
another good one.
I'd say, then, why don't we still compile a list and we can present to the board next month?
And the list is for the mural.
The list would be for the mural and the pillars, and we can come to a consensus on what goes on the mural, what goes on
and
the pillars.
Is your the authors you put on the mural? Is it the impact they've had on literature, their popularity? I mean, what's
they recognize?
Recognize, well, then you have to.
Yeah. And there's a lot that you can.
I mean, if you just go by recognizable, you'd have
to put George Lucas on.
Well,
essentially, right? I mean,
some people would recognize him.
Who would be recognizable, but.
Not everybody
was
knows
their
him.
Contribution.
Right.
And notable contributions.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, I mean, personally, just, you know, Shakespeare, obviously, I think most people would probably agree that that belongs there. And I feel like J.K. Rowling's a really good representation of modern literature just because of the phenomenon that's followed.
And the impact.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I feel like it's timeless. If we pick somebody else who's more of a flash in the pan from modern literature, it might get dated. I don't feel like that reference is going to get lost, even in 10 or, you know, from a modern literature standpoint. I think the big question is the middle one. So I don't know if that helps the artist narrow it down or helps us in our looking at the other authors that come up. But I feel like...
Because he did have some authors in here before.
You know, Rowling, she's... appeals to young adults. She's modern, you know.
Well, when her books first came out, those people are now. Because when my friend said she read them five times
the first
over.
One came out in 90s.
So they're 40 something. So that's why they last for today's kids as well as like adults.
And people that don't read have read her books. So I mean,
right,
I feel like
the movies a million
she's
times over.
Probably a pretty solid choice. That.
So then we go back to him. And so we're good with Shakespeare.
Yeah.
R.K. Rowling said, but we just need someone to put in.
We'll come up with a list of people.
Okay. I feel like
we should think about impact on literature rather than recognizing.
Right.
Because we want the name probably for all of them.
Yeah. I feel like name for all of them. I feel like those are probably.
Okay. That makes it.
Two impactful choices. And then, I think the middle one can probably be debated.
Okay. So then we'll be with Cheryl with. Go back to the list.
I think that's going to be something you guys have to discuss, because I don't want to say, come up with another one, and he draws another one, and it's like not that.
Right. We have to give the name, and then ask
for
the
next board meeting. The board will decide on the third one. And then go back.
And we're going to decide on the pillars.
And we have to give him the pillars.
And the
people too,
right?
Yes. And he's not going to be able to attend a meeting in person.
Right.
Because he's going to be living in the city working on the Starbucks project for a while.
Right.
So, and he also has a new child.
Right.
So he's got his plate pretty full.
So we do our work first.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back.
Were the original three choices his alone, or was...
Yes.
Okay.
The whole design was completely... That's why there are three different... You can kind of see...
Yeah, there were some other three things too as well.
Who are the other
ones?
Hemingway.
And here are the other ones. I don't know if you guys remember, but I'll pass them around.
Hemingway might be a good one for the middle.
Who?
Hemingway.
Another old white dude.
That they've... I mean...
And I'm a scientist.
It's so hard. History is not friendly to some of these people. I'm like, come on, some of us learned to read with Seuss. Poor Seuss.
Yeah, well,
we did bring up Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss is one of the ones for controversy. I
don't think. Oh, is this Toni Morrison at the end?
Yeah.
Is this in the middle?
Wait, who
was
the one
that
was
in the middle?
My answer.
Yes.
She's
got like a scarf on.
Is in there.
My answer.
And the reason he narrowed it down to three was because he felt like it was crowded.
It got crowded. Well, with the scenes, you can't really do so many people with the scenes, and the scenes is really nice.
Okay. Well,
that's
the one about my intro.
I know her as an adult author. I mean, I guess because J.K. Rowling, if we're looking at impact, I think she's not the only one. There's other people who have had a long-lasting impact on American literature. I feel like she's a little more niche, right? Like, not as many people have read, I don't know. I've read her, but, I mean, I majored in African-American studies, so I don't know. I don't feel like...
Well, we're
going to
do our
work,
our work, and we will come back.
Come back with the list.
And I'll get the list to you next.
Look at like Lifetime Achievement Awards, stuff like that.
Okay.
Oh. Update on Eagle Scout.
I gotta go see it.
I prepared a binder of this a few of the resources. It's the report, which is the final part of my work on the project. But your guys' part has been long done, so don't need to worry about it. You guys just get to see the wonderful results. And I talked with the friends this morning, and we sorted out the funding. And so that's all paid for, and it was under budget.
Good job.
Good job.
Yeah. Good job.
So the friends were very ecstatic to hear that, but if you have... if you have any questions about it, feel free to ask at any point. In there, I have the report. There's also some pictures. Also still in there is the receipts, because that's what I showed to the friends earlier today. If you'd like to see anything else, I have a million and one materials about everything about my project. You guys saw my thank you. It was right earlier. Thank you all so much for your help and your suggestions. It wouldn't have been possible without you.
Thank you.
So do we need the board to sign off?
Do we need I was going to ask that.
No. The representative, Mrs. Weiss, she signed off on it once it was complete.
Okay.
It's nice. Like after it's done, they don't need as many signatures.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Okay. Well, thank you.
When is your Eagle Award?
Do a dedication and put a little plaque before you go outside with your project.
I love it, Daniel.
I heard several things at once. What were you saying, Mrs. Tucker?
I was saying that as soon as I get a plaque, we'll have put a little plaque out there and have you come back and take some photographs for the press release.
That would be wonderful, but you don't have to. And what were you saying?
I said, if you would let us know when your Eagle Award ceremony is, we'd like to, I'd like to attend. I don't know if anybody else would.
I'm sure it'll probably be on a board night. They meet on Mondays.
However, the ceremonies are always held specially apart from the other Corps of Honors, as they're called. But yes, I can inform you all of when it will be. Currently, all the paperwork is not done. There's still more to be done.
Right.
But it's only mine to work on, so you do not have to worry, and I will inform you when it is.
Okay. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for the
job.
I hope you all get to take it.
I remember you when. What's going on with that board game you're supposed to sell me? You made a board game like professional.
New business. Mechanical overview of the library building maintenance proposal. Which
table?
And then review of executive session minutes.
Normally, just probably meet an hour before the next board meeting upstairs. Okay.
Okay, that sounds good. Or even here, six o'clock. But you've got your committee that's going to be. Gosh, just the, it's not to post it. Marlon, can you be here? It's six before the August board meeting. Yes. Okay. What date is that? It'll be Monday, the 12th. Is it? Oh, okay, I'll be back. The 12th. So we're going to meet at six o'clock on that day. The 12th.
I'll make sure it's posted. Who's on the committee?
And the committee's review the executive session minute?
Yeah.
So is it more than three people?
Yeah,
it's usually everyone on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the board second session. No, it's just everybody on the board would review.
Okay.
I'll send out a reminder. Should we just do it in this room? It's easier.
Yeah.
6 o'clock? Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a reason to go into executive session. So
if anybody would like to see the Boy Scout flag, we'll walk out there afterwards.
Okay. So I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I'll second.
Good.
We're done.
What is happening?